You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
And the truth will set you free. A few years back, I was sitting in the living room of one of our friaries with some friars, watching TV in the evening, and another friar in the house came in, and he was dressed to go out, and he looked at us, and he said, "Before I go out, I have one question." We looked at him and he goes, "Does this sweater make me look fat?" And then one of the friars looked to him and said, "Don't do that." And he said, "I know, I should have more self-esteem. I should think better of myself." And he goes, "No, don't blame that sweater. It's not the sweater's fault." You will learn the truth, the gospel says today, and the truth will set you free. While Jesus is not referring to our coming to an honest accounting of the amount of carbs that we might eat during a stay-at-home order, this friarly exchange about a sweater does have within it a truth which Jesus is hoping that we will reflect upon in a serious way. It is for all of us today to consider the truth of this gospel passage as a needed reflection, which can bring us to a greater self-awareness about our own discipleship. What does it mean to you, to me, to be a disciple of Jesus? To put it another way, how do each of us look in a metaphorical Jesus sweater? Once we consider how we put on Jesus for others to see, how good and Christian-like we are on the outside, well, after that, maybe we could take an honest accounting as to how we actually embody Jesus in our day-to-day life and in our attitudes on the inside. Some may find the fabric of their Jesus sweater stretched wide, almost ready to burst at the seams, only to find that underneath the sweater are rolls of toilet paper hoarded in a moment of panic buying. Self-awareness of our inclinations to sin or to hoard in many different ways, rather than to share, is key to healing such a sin that keeps us from being who we really are and who it is God has created us to be. Others of us may find their sweater very tight and form-fitting, only to see that under it is an obsession with good looks that maybe covers a low self-esteem. The truth about ourselves, about our discipleship, is that God created us in his image and likeness and that we are good. Yes, we all are good. God's desire, his hope, is that we will use and share this goodness within each of us for the benefit of others and for the building up of the common good of all. In short, a Jesus sweater is a sweater that's meant to be considered and then taken off and given away. It's taken off so that faith doesn't become window dressing, so that we can see our true selves with all of our imperfections, and at the same time seeing ourselves as being loved by a God who is all goodness. Then, in that realization, we also become his disciples by realizing that God provides what is truly needed so that we might instinctively share by giving that Jesus sweater to someone else who is in greater need of it, and by sharing the goodness that God has given to us within to others. It's then that we become our true selves, and the truth of who we are as disciples, acting authentically in the world, sets us free to become all that God hopes for us to be. So, my sisters and brothers, with springtime having arrived, perhaps it's a good time to clean out the closet, the attic, the garage, to shed the many things or perhaps attitudes that we have put on or accumulated that could keep us from being our true selves. The truth is that in the coming weeks and months, many people, our own neighbors, family, friends, may lose their jobs or businesses or find themselves in great financial need. On the first day after the stay-at-home order is lifted in the future, may we be ready to go to these folks directly and/or to the Goodwill or Salvation Army or another charity to share the things that were given to us for a while, but now God intends for us to take off and to share with others. In such acts of kindness, in such attitudes of goodness, may we be known as disciples of Jesus, who is truth and wants to set us free. Amen.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.